Welcome to part three of the WorkZone Data Collection and Analysis podcast. In part two, we talked about traffic queues and work zones. In this part, we'll discuss how speed-related data collection and analysis can improve the safety of work zones by helping to identify the need for treatments, where applicable, for reducing vehicle speeds. As with the previous segments, part three will refer to several guidance resources. Information about where to find these resources is listed in the script that accompanies this podcast. Traffic speed in work zones is a significant safety issue and can be difficult to manage. This is mainly due to differences in drivers' responses as they encounter various work zone conditions. Simply put, drivers tend to respond more to their perception of work zone conditions and activities than to a posted speed limit. While most drivers drive at a perceived safe speed, others may drive faster or slower. As noted in the previous segments, speed variability increases the risk for crashes. In this podcast, we will present the issue of speed in work zones and strategies to minimize speed-related crashes.
Why is traffic speed in work zones such a significant issue? What are the causes of speeding and what can we do about it?
Let's focus on the specific speeding issues that are linked to work zone crashes. These include excessive speed, speed differentials between vehicles, and the relationship between speed and drivers that are distracted, confused, impaired, or aggressive. Crash data shows that most work zone crashes involve an improper driver response, with speeding being a primary or contributing factor. Studies indicate that speeding is involved in as many as one-third of all work zone fatal crashes. Preventing these crashes presents a significant challenge to those involved in work zone design and management. Your understanding of traffic speed data through analysis is the basis for developing effective work zone speed strategies. This includes setting effective work zone speed limits, designing work zones at the appropriate speed, and selecting strategies and tactics to reduce speeding. Here is some guidance that may clarify some of the issues related to speeding in work zones. Work zone activity has a significant influence on traffic speed. Studies show that most drivers tend to reduce speed in the presence of construction activity or workers. Conversely, drivers may not feel compelled to comply with speed limits when no work activity is visible. For high-speed work zones on highways with a pre-work zone speed of 65 miles per hour or greater, a speed limit of 60 miles per hour tends to be the best compromise of speed compliance and crash reduction. In general, the MUTCD section 6C.01 advises a speed limit reduction of no more than 10 miles per hour. Studies indicate that vehicle speed differentials are hazardous in general, and particularly so within congested work zones. Sometimes speed variations may result from setting the work zone speed limit too low. Traffic speeds tend to self-regulate during congested periods, regardless of the posted speed limit, but become higher and may become erratic during free flow periods. Keep in mind that speed limit policies that are not based on engineering principles, or that are arbitrary, or that set a speed in the hope that drivers will comply, do not generally reduce crashes. Speed data analysis and scientific studies have produced very useful guidance to help practitioners set effective work zone speed limits that minimize the opportunity for crashes and encourage driver compliance. Speed data is generally available from the same sources of crash and volume data that we identified in part one of this podcast. DOTs and law enforcement are the main sources and most likely have very organized data in various reports that would be useful at your work zone location. Many larger agencies have automated data stations or signal systems that report traffic speed as part of their function. While the raw data is necessary and useful for the purposes of a specific analysis, summary data compiled in a report may be more useful if you are involved with determining work zone speed limits. In many cases, you can use the data to confirm the operational speed and conduct an informal analysis. Now, do you think you're ready to talk a bit about analysis?
I thought you'd never ask.
Collecting driver speeds is the basis for most work zone speed analysis. The output of the speed study will indicate the 85 percentile speed, mean speed, pace, speed differential, and additional information to paint the picture on traffic speed as it relates to the work zone location. If at all possible, the work zone should be designed to accommodate those existing speed characteristics and use the existing posted speed. Many states have policies and procedures in place on how to set work zone speed limits, and this is typically based on reputable studies and policies that are known to be effective. In most cases, a review of the speed data or speed study, combined with agency policy, will be adequate support to set an effective work zone speed limit. Here is some guidance that may be useful in understanding and implementing effective work zone speed limits. Specific work zones that require a reduced speed limit due to actual design constraints should be set at the safe design speed. Warning and speed advisory signing may be appropriate as well. A 10-mile-per-hour reduction may be considered a typical maximum, barring unusual circumstances, and should be supported by work zone conditions that indicate safety-related issues such as narrow lanes, reduced shoulders, and close proximity to traffic channelization devices. Keep in mind, this is not always the case for every state. You should check your state's policies and guidelines, as they will take precedence. Changes in speed should be limited. Drivers are more likely to comply with a consistent and appropriate speed limit. Areas in which high rates of speed violations are occurring should be addressed with law enforcement as feasible and appropriate. Once implemented, work zone speed limits should be reviewed, and a follow-up speed study may be needed if speed continues to be an issue.
Hey, can we talk a little about speed-related strategies and countermeasures also? I've got all this data and analysis done. Now what do I do with it?
Once the data analysis is finished, it's the right time to consider what may be needed as a work zone speed limit and crash reduction strategy. For basic projects, using the existing speed limit and appropriate temporary traffic control plans may be sufficient. More complex projects may call for an appropriately scaled strategy to address any issues identified during the data collection and analysis process. The following strategies and countermeasures have been found to be effective when appropriately applied to a work zone condition that indicates possible speed compliance issues. A variable speed limit may address work zone speeding and be used when a reduced speed limit would add safety benefits during work activities. A reduced speed limit would be determined and set while the work zone is active, but would return to the normal posted speed during periods when there are no workers present. Law enforcement is your best friend and should always be considered and consulted as part of any speed reduction strategy. Presence, patrolling, and active enforcement are examples of possible law enforcement actions. A public information campaign on speed limit awareness and education could include law enforcement, news media, traditional static informational signs, portable changeable message signs, smart changeable message signs with radar detection, or driver feedback signs. These are the ones that say, "Your speed is," and show your speed. Automated enforcement, photo enforcement, has been used by some states and has been shown to be effective, especially in reducing speed differential. However, photo enforcement is not legal in every state. Placement of channelization devices in close proximity to the driving lane may reduce speeds, but constant patrolling and replacement of devices may be needed. Transverse rumble strips may improve speed compliance through an audible warning to add to the visual cue of the speed limit sign. Warning flags, lights, and other conspicuous devices may also capture drivers' attention and improve compliance when used properly. For details about additional information and guidance on these topics, see the resources list in the script. Some agency may have work zone performance criteria or work zone crash reduction goals. If this is the case in your state, the work zone strategy you ultimately select should be consistent with those goals or performance criteria. In conclusion, gathering data and conducting an analysis, combined with an understanding of driver behavior, are the most important aspects of developing effective work zone speed strategies. Whether they are setting speed limits or reducing speeds, the goal is to minimize the number and severity of work zone crashes. This wraps up our discussion of work zone speed-related data collection and analysis. In case you missed either of the previous episodes, you can access them at workzonesafety.org. Again, for a list of references and guidance documents that support this podcast, please view the script, which is available on the page where this podcast is housed. This podcast has been a presentation of the Federal Highway Administration's Work Zone Safety Grant Program. For more information on grant products, including the companion document entitled Work Zone Safety Data Collection and Analysis Guide, please visit the Federal Highway Administration's grant page on the Work Zone Safety Information Clearinghouse at workzonesafety.org.